I'm Victoria Steele. I'm head of the Department of Special Collections at UCLA. Special Collections is the part of the library responsible for rare books, manuscripts, historic photographs, and rare and unique material. The UCLA collections are very wide-ranging. We have early Italian books and manuscripts, rare children's books, and many important literary collections. Of course, one of our great specialties is mid-century modernism, especially California architecture. The Neutra papers came to UCLA originally as the gift of Richard Neutra himself, beginning in the 1950s. Neutra's collection is so important not only to the history of Southern California architecture, but to the story of modernism in California in general. The Neutra collection is massive. Most architects' collections are quite large, and he had a substantial oeuvre. So the collection actually consists of nearly 2,000 boxes. All of the projects, the travel sketches, clippings, photographs, we're delighted that we have it because we consider it to be one of the gems of our collection, and it is heavily used. It's used by scholars working on studies of architecture. It's also used substantially by owners of properties, particularly those who are interested in restoring a Neutra house to its original form. I think visitors to this exhibition should look at the evolution of Neutra as an artist, understanding his European Viennese roots, and observe the development of his style from this old world, rather fussy perhaps, look to this sleek, modern, what we think of as quintessentially mid-century modernism. Richard Neutra really is a master draftsman. He can do it all. He can go from a very tight, finished, almost presentation-style drawing to the quickest, most economically rendered image. Seeing the way Neutra renders something in a surprising kind of way is a lot of fun. For example, he approaches a leaf on a tree in a very unexpected way. It's not a leaf the way we would be taught necessarily. It's a little square box in some cases, but it's very convincing as a representation of vegetation. Another thing you can observe in this exhibition is the personal side of Neutra. So, of course, you see these fantastic drawings of buildings, but observing his wife, for example, playing the cello, looking at these swift, charming little sketches of a parrot on his travels to Mexico, these show the human side of Richard Neutra. In some ways, I have the sense that Neutra has taken on a sort of formidable aura. Maybe it's because there's some kind of connection to this very spare style. He almost seems a little austere, perhaps a little unapproachable. One of the things this exhibit might do is help to show a more human side of Richard Neutra and help the viewer understand that he is not really the sort of ego architect that people might think he was, but rather somebody who struggled for clients at a certain point, who had to work hard to develop a reputation, and who eventually came to be this gigantic figure in the story of 20th century architecture.